We've been building this week's edition of Eastern Standard. I'm Tom Martin, and here's a preview. The 2019 Kids Count data book is out, and
there's good news, bad news.
Kentucky Youth Advocates Executive Director Terry Brooks.
No one can look at the data point around children in poverty and know that we have 223,000 little boys and little girls living in poverty in Kentucky. We can't feel good about that. By the same token, if you look at this identical data from 2010 to today, what we see is a decline of 15%. So that's terrific news.
The data book contains a lot of intel on how we're raising our kids here in Kentucky. Dr. Brooks takes us through its pages. Biodiversity is important to us all because
it's what sustains all life on the planet.
And that's why Greg Abernathy of the Kentucky Natural Lands Trust is concerned about a recent comprehensive report from the UN warning that nature is declining globally at rates unprecedented in human history. Greg helps us view that report through a Kentucky lens.
Eastern Kentucky in particular sits within Central Appalachia, which is part of the mixed mesophytic forest. And so the mixed mesophytic forest is the second most biologically diverse timber zone forest found on the planet. That's a lot to unpack there.
But unpack it we do.
The more startling number is that there's over 700 species in Kentucky that are considered to be on the brink and headed towards a path of extirpation or potentially worse, extinction.
Worldwide, according to the UN report, as many as a million species of animals and plants are at risk of extinction, many within decades. We'll have more on that. Undermaine's Art Sheckett sits down with Miranda Lash, curator of the Speed Museum in Louisville, to talk about a couple of major exhibitions, including the vibrant Dutch wax cloth works of British-Nigerian artist Yinka Shanabari.
For him, that type of cloth signifies, I guess, the meeting of cultures, because its history is one of British and Dutch traders going to the South Pacific, seeing the Indonesian batik textiles, thinking those batik textiles would be profitable to sell abroad, and producing essentially a more inexpensive method known as Dutch wax fabric.
And Miranda will tell us about an important event happening at the Speed later this summer, a U.S. naturalization service for new American citizens.
I think not everyone understands that one of the reasons we have so many people from Central America endeavoring to enter the United States is directly tied to actions taken by the U.S. in previous decades to upend democratically elected governments and essentially stage coups.
And Jeremy and Lindy Franklin Smith of the Lexington Theater Company on their fifth summer season.
Our greatest dream is just to have the biggest impact that we can on the industry, to preserve the craft, to make sure that live theater lives on for as long as it possibly can. And it feels like the work that we're doing here at the Lex is the best way that we can play the role that we want to and feel that we are really making a significant impact.
And there are dual missions in play here.
Not only do we want to create high-quality professional theater, but we're also really centered on being a training ground for the next generation of musical theater artists. So our Broadway talent, seasoned pros coming in from New York, they serve as a mentor to the younger students.
And we'll hear all about this summer's productions, West Side Story and Newsies. It's all on this week's edition of Eastern Standard, Thursday at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., Sunday at 6 p.m. here on WEKU and on your WEKU app. For Eastern Standard and WEKU, I'm Tom Martin.